Unlock the world of Quantum Resonance with more than 2,000 episodes of suspense, mystery, and spiritual awakening in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Quantum Resonance isn't just a podcast, it's an immersive experience that will take you on a journey through time, consciousness, and the hidden perfection within every moment. With over 97 thrilling seasons, this exclusive audio series reimagines the beloved concepts of Quantum Leap, blending them with the transformative teachings of Antonio T. Smith Jr. Step into the world of Dr. Malek Evans, a visionary quantum physicist who embarks on a mission like no other. Each leap transports Malek into the lives of individuals at pivotal moments in history, where he must navigate complex webs of corporate conspiracy, political intrigue, and spiritual dilemmas. Guided by the enigmatic Admiral J.T. Thompson and the Echo, a quantum device embodying collective ancestral wisdom, Malek's journey is one of deep understanding and profound self-discovery. But here's the twist: Malek's mission isn't to change the past. Instead, he's driven to uncover the hidden perfection already present in every situation. Can he resist the urge to intervene and instead illuminate the divine order within life's seeming chaos? For a limited time, you can gain exclusive access to all 200-plus episodes of Quantum Resonance, each one packed with suspense, mystery, and spiritual insights that will keep you on the edge of your seat. This is content you won't find anywhere else, and it's available only in our exclusive content section. For just $5.97 per month or $59.70 per year, unlock the full experience of Quantum Resonance along with Antonio T. Smith Jr.'s groundbreaking Law of Attraction, esoteric knowledge, and spiritual mentoring content. Imagine the transformative power of Gaia, but infused with Antonio's unique wisdom and life-changing insights and master storytelling. Listen to all new original stories, TV dramas, and audio shows, but only in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Don't miss out on this unparalleled journey. Subscribe now and dive into the world of Quantum Resonance. Each episode will challenge your perceptions, inspire your spirit, and reveal the interconnectedness of all things. Subscribe today and begin your journey with Antonio's exclusive series. Remember, once it's gone forever. Don't wait, your next leap awaits. Unlock exclusive access now. In the year 2024, Dr. Malek Evans, a visionary quantum physicist, embarked on a groundbreaking journey. Driven by his quest to understand the deeper connections between consciousness, time, and the universe, Malek activated his experimental quantum resonance chamber. But this wasn't just a leap through time, it was a leap into the fabric of reality itself. Now, Malek finds himself navigating across timelines, inhabiting the lives of others at pivotal moments in history. Guided only by his lifelong friend, Admiral Julius J.T. Thompson, and the Echo, a mystical quantum device, Malek must uncover the hidden perfection in every situation. Trapped in these lives, Malek confronts challenges that test not just his mind, but his very soul. With each leap, he's driven by the need to reveal the inherent order in chaos, to understand the interconnectedness of all things. And though his journey is one of acceptance and spiritual alignment, Malek often finds himself compelled to intervene, knowing that every action could ripple through time. But Malek's ultimate hope? That each leap brings him closer to a greater understanding, and perhaps, one day, the leap that will unlock the true nature of perfection. Welcome to Quantum Resonance, a journey like no other, where time, consciousness, and the universe resonate in perfect harmony.
Malek could feel the weight of Tom's stare, the man's eyes boring into him with growing suspicion. Each passing second felt like an eternity, and Malek knew he needed to play this right. One wrong move could unravel everything. He steadied his breath, the sensation of Davy's body unfamiliar but growing more comfortable with each moment. "Davy," Tom said slowly, his voice edged with doubt, "what's going on? You seem... off." Malek forced a reassuring smile, hoping it would pass for Davy's. "Just thinking about the plan," he replied, steadying his tone. We need to make sure we're not missing anything. Tom's gaze narrowed, but before he could respond, Malik felt the familiar hum of the echo in his mind. It pulsed with a low, resonant frequency, and Admiral J.T. Thompson's voice came through, calm and composed as always. Malik, listen carefully. You're in the middle of one of American history's most significant economic shifts, the Reagan administration's Economic Recovery Tax Act of 1981. This wasn't just any tax reform, it was a sweeping overhaul that favored the wealthy and corporations, slashing taxes on the highest incomes while offering little relief to the working class. Malik kept his expression neutral, all while absorbing JT's words. He had heard of Reagan, of course, who hadn't? But he'd never truly understood the ramifications of his policies. Born in July 1981, Malik had missed the immediate fallout, growing up in the aftermath rather than the chaos itself. The heir to, JT continued, his voice laced with a mix of frustration and resolve, was supposed to stimulate the economy, trickle down wealth to everyone. Instead, it widened the gap between the rich and poor, leading to job cuts, corporate consolidations, and a rise in economic inequality that still haunts us in 2024. The company you're dealing with is one of many that benefited from these changes at the expense of ordinary workers. Malik's mind raced, trying to piece together the implications. Davy was caught in the middle of this economic storm, and Malik's actions now could have ripple effects far beyond this moment. But why were Tom and Sarah so desperate, even willing to risk everything? Was the heir to the spark that had ignited their fury? The stakes are higher than you realize, JT warned. These people aren't just upset about job losses, they're on the brink of something far more dangerous. They see the heir to as a symbol of everything wrong with the system, a system that's left them behind while the rich get richer. And they're prepared to take drastic measures to fight back. Malik nodded slightly as if agreeing with Tom, but the movement was more for JT's benefit. He was beginning to understand now. This wasn't just about saving jobs, it was about resisting a system that had been designed to crush people like Davy and Tom. But how far were they willing to go? And could Malik stop them before it was too late? Stay sharp, Malik, JT advised, the echo of his voice fading slightly. Use what you know, but remember, your mission isn't to change the past. It's to reveal the hidden order, to find the perfection in what seems like chaos. Trust in that. Malik exhaled slowly, feeling a renewed sense of focus. He might not know all the details, but he understood enough now. The ERTA was more than just a tax law, it was a catalyst for a movement that could either lead to destruction or something more meaningful. Right, Malik said, meeting Tom's eyes with newfound confidence. We stick to the plan, but we do it smart. No rash moves. Tom studied him for a moment longer before nodding, though Malik could still sense the unease beneath his calm exterior. Malik just hoped he could stay ahead of whatever was coming next. The tension in the room was palpable, as if the air itself had thickened. Davy's bravado had momentarily diffused the situation, but Malik knew that the real battle was just beginning. His eyes darted to JT, who stood near the window, his form almost transparent against the dim light filtering through the blinds. JT's presence was a silent reminder of the stakes, of the ticking clock that Malik could almost hear in his mind. But it was the look on Tom's face that nodded him. There was a flicker of something, recognition, perhaps, that unsettled Malik. He felt the weight of Davy's life pressing on his shoulders, a life now entangled in a web of economic policies, political maneuvering, and corporate greed. He took a deep breath, forcing himself to focus. JT was gone, his form dissipating like mist. Malik was alone, as he always was in these moments. Alone with the decisions he had to make, the paths he could choose, and the consequences that would ripple through time. What if these people are right? The thought whispered through his mind, unbidden and unwelcome. He had leapt into countless lives, seen the intricacies of human existence from perspectives both high and low. But this was different. This was a chance to change the course of a nation, to alter the trajectory of a policy that would shape the future of America. The Economic Recovery Tax Act of 1981, ERTA, a bill that, on the surface, promised growth and prosperity. But Malik could see the cracks, the hidden costs that would be borne by the working class, the subtle shifts that would widen the gap between the rich and the poor. He had studied the history, knew the arguments for and against it, but now, standing in Davy's shoes, it felt all too real. He glanced at Tom, who was now deep in conversation with Sarah. They were discussing logistics, the next steps, but Malik could barely hear them. His mind was racing, leaping ahead to possibilities, to the implications of every choice he might make. "Can't tell the President of the United States that you're a time traveler," he muttered under his breath. The absurdity of it almost made him laugh. Almost. But there was no humor in the situation, only the cold reality of what lay before him. If he could prove it, if he could show Reagan or anyone else in power that he had knowledge of the future, what then? Would they believe him? Or would they see him as a threat, someone to be silenced, or worse, someone whose technology could be exploited? The idea of his quantum technology in the wrong hands sent a shiver down his spine. Wars fought over it, lives destroyed by it. The future twisted and reshaped by power-hungry men who cared nothing for the consequences. It was a nightmare he couldn't allow to happen. But what if? What if he could stop the ERTA? Convince Reagan not to sign it? The thought was tantalizing, a thread of hope in a sea of uncertainty. But how? How could he influence such a monumental decision without revealing who, or what, he truly was? His gaze shifted to JT, now barely visible in the corner, a silent observer. Malik knew what his friend would say, trust in the process, in the perfection of the universe, in the resonance that guided his leaps. But Malik also knew that this was his decision to make. A decision that could change everything. He clenched his fists, the weight of history pressing down on him. Could he do it? Should he do it? The question swirled in his mind, and he knew that whatever choice he made, it would define not just this leap, but the course of the future. The room was quiet now, Tom and Sarah looking to him for guidance. Malik forced himself to meet their gaze, pushing aside the doubts and fears. This was his moment, his choice. And whatever he decided, he would have to live with the consequences. He took a deep breath, steeling himself for what was to come. "We need to talk," he said, his voice steady despite the storm raging inside him. "About what happens next," Malik's words hung in the air, the tension between them thick and electric. Sarah's eyes narrowed, her posture tense as she leaned in, eager for the next move. Tom, on the other hand, looked like he'd rather be anywhere else, but he nodded, acknowledging the gravity of the situation. "We don't have much time," Malik said, keeping his voice low. He wasn't sure how much of Davy's instincts were guiding him now, but the sense of urgency was undeniable. "There's something big going down tonight. I've got a meeting. With the activists." Sarah's eyes widened in surprise, but there was something else there, fear. "You're going through with it?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. "You know what they're planning, right?" Malik nodded. "They're planning to leak the information, everything they have on the ERTA and the corporate interests behind it. If it gets out, it could derail the whole thing, maybe even stop the layoffs." Tom shifted uncomfortably. "And if it doesn't? If the leak fails?" Malik hesitated, his mind racing. He couldn't tell them everything, couldn't explain the leaps, the way his life was tied to forces they couldn't comprehend. But he could feel the weight of the decision pressing down on him, the potential consequences stretching out in every direction. "If it fails," he finally said, "then we've got bigger problems. The people behind this, they're not going to take it lying down. They'll come after anyone involved. That means the activists, and that means me." "And your family," Sarah added, her voice trembling slightly. "Becky. The kids." Malik felt a pang of guilt, an emotion he hadn't expected. Davy's life was his now, and with it came all the responsibilities, all the connections. He thought of Becky, her soft smile and the way she looked at him, at Davy, with such faith. She didn't know the man she loved was caught in something so dangerous, something that could destroy everything they had. "We'll have to be careful," Malik said, his voice firming with resolve. "We can't afford any mistakes. The meeting is set for tonight. I'll go, see what I can find out, and we'll take it from there." Sarah looked like she wanted to argue, but she held back. Instead, she nodded, her jaw set. "I'll be ready. Whatever happens, we have to make sure the truth gets out." Malik turned to Tom, who was already pulling out his phone, his fingers flying over the keys. "I'll keep watch," Tom muttered. "Make sure no one's on to us before you go." Malik nodded, appreciating the practicality. Tom might have been uneasy, but he was dependable when it counted. "Thanks," he said, then hesitated. If anything happens. If I don't come back. Don't talk like that, Tom cut in, his voice rough. You're coming back. We'll figure this out, one way or another. Malik wished he could share Tom's confidence, but the gnawing doubt remained. He glanced toward the corner where JT usually stood, seeking some silent reassurance, but the space was empty. For a moment, he wondered if he had misjudged the whole situation, if this leap was pushing him toward something he wasn't ready for. But there was no time for second guessing. The night was closing in, and with it, the dangerous game they were all about to play. Malik turned back to Sarah and Tom, forcing a determined smile. Let's get to work, he said, knowing that whatever happened next, it would change everything. What about Alan Grant? Alan Grant, the name alone was enough to make Malik's stomach tighten. He could feel the gravity of the situation pulling at him, the stakes rising with each passing second. Grant wasn't just any executive, he was the architect of the chaos, the man pulling the strings behind the scenes. Malik had seen men like him before, cold, calculating, and utterly ruthless. But now, in Davy's skin, he was facing Grant head-on, with everything on the line. He's dangerous, Malik said, his voice low, barely above a whisper. He didn't want to scare them, but they needed to understand. Grant's not just some corporate suit. He's the guy who makes sure things go the way the company wants, no matter what. Sarah's eyes widened, fear flashing across her face. What does that mean for us? Malik's mind raced, trying to piece together what Davy knew, what he knew. Grant had power, resources, and an entire network at his disposal. If he knew about the activists' plans, then he would do everything in his power to stop them, and that meant they were all in the crosshairs. It means we're in deep, Malik said, his voice steady despite the fear gnawing at him. Grant doesn't leave loose ends. If he knows what we're planning, he'll come after us, after you, after Tom, after anyone who's involved. Tom, who had been silent until now, finally spoke up. So what do we do? We can't just run. If we back down, everything we've worked for, everything Davy's risked, it'll all be for nothing. Malik glanced at Tom, the determination in his eyes a stark contrast to the fear in Sarah's. Tom was right. Running wasn't an option. But staying meant facing Grant and the full weight of the corporation he represented. Malik wasn't sure if he was ready for that, but he knew he didn't have a choice. We don't back down, Malik said firmly. But we need to be smart about this. Grant's not going to play by the rules, so we can't either. We need to stay ahead of him, anticipate his moves. Sarah shook her head, frustration mixing with her fear. How do we do that? He's got the resources, the connections. We're just trying to get the truth out. The truth is what scares him, Malik replied. That's why he's coming after us. If we can expose what he's done, if we can get the information out there before he can stop us, we have a chance. Tom leaned forward, his voice dropping to a conspiratorial whisper. What if we use it against him? Grant's used to being the one in control, but what if we make him think he's lost it? Play him at his own game. Malik considered the idea. It was risky, dangerous even, but it might be their only shot. We'd have to be careful. One wrong move and he'll know it's a bluff. But if we pull it off, Sarah added, catching on to Tom's line of thought, we could make him hesitate, make him doubt. That might buy us enough time to get the information out. Malik nodded, the pieces of a plan beginning to form in his mind. It was a dangerous game they were playing, one that could cost them everything. But it was a game they had to play. Grant wouldn't give them any other choice. All right, Malik said, feeling a steely resolve settle in his chest. Let's do it. We take the fight to Grant. But we do it our way, on our terms. We're going to turn his own tactics against him. He looked at Sarah and Tom, seeing the fear in their eyes, but also the determination. They were in this together, and they would see it through, no matter what the cost. Let's make sure we're ready, Malik said, glancing toward the door, half expecting to see JT appear with some final piece of advice. But the room remained silent, save for the sound of their breathing. Because once we start this, he added, his voice as cold as the steel edge of a blade, there's no turning back.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Quantum Resonance. Episode 3, shattered alliances. The stakes have never been higher. Malak, now entangled deeper in Davy's life, finds himself at the epicenter of a brewing storm. Explosive revelations and unexpected betrayals will test his resolve like never before. Can Malak navigate the treacherous path of shifting loyalties? Will he outmaneuver the powerful forces that threaten to tear everything apart? Get ready for heart-pounding action and edge-of-your-seat suspense in this next thrilling chapter of Quantum Resonance. You won't want to miss a second of it. Unlock the world of Quantum Resonance with more than 2,000 episodes of suspense, mystery, and spiritual awakening in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Quantum Resonance isn't just a podcast, it's an immersive experience that will take you on a journey through time, consciousness, and the hidden perfection within every moment. With over 97 thrilling seasons, this exclusive audio series reimagines the beloved concepts of Quantum Leap, blending them with the transformative teachings of Antonio T. Smith Jr. Step into the world of Dr. Malak Evans, a visionary quantum physicist who embarks on a mission like no other. Each leap transports Malak into the lives of individuals at pivotal moments in history, where he must navigate complex webs of corporate conspiracy, political intrigue, and spiritual dilemmas. Guided by the enigmatic Admiral J.T. Thompson and the Echo, a quantum device embodying collective ancestral wisdom, Malak's journey is one of deep understanding and profound self-discovery. But here's the twist: Malak's mission isn't to change the past. Instead, he's driven to uncover the hidden perfection already present in every situation. Can he resist the urge to intervene and instead illuminate the divine order within life's seeming chaos? For a limited time, you can gain exclusive access to all 200-plus episodes of Quantum Resonance, each one packed with suspense, mystery, and spiritual insights that will keep you on the edge of your seat. This is content you won't find anywhere else, and it's available only in our exclusive content section. For just $5.97 per month or $59.70 per year, unlock the full experience of Quantum Resonance along with Antonio T. Smith Jr.'s groundbreaking Law of Attraction, esoteric knowledge, and spiritual mentoring content. Imagine the transformative power of Gaia, but infused with Antonio's unique wisdom and life-changing insights and master storytelling. Listen to all new original stories, TV dramas, and audio shows, but only in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Don't miss out on this unparalleled journey. Subscribe now and dive into the world of Quantum Resonance. Each episode will challenge your perceptions, inspire your spirit, and reveal the interconnectedness of all things. Subscribe today and begin your journey with Antonio's exclusive series. Remember, once it's gone forever. Don't wait, your next leap awaits. Unlock exclusive access now.